Some young writers have to struggle to make a living working outside their chosen profession. Commentator Kenji Jasper is such a writer. He says it was in the pursuit of financial gain that he came across the brave new world of focus groups.
First, let me explain what a focus group is. Companies with a product to sell need to make sure that they're selling it in the very best way possible, and to their target customers. For example, before a jean company sinks millions into developing pants with the seat cut out, it's going to call in a group of life of the party teenage girls to make sure they'll be grabbing them off the rack. These focus groups are run by a handful of agencies. Using email or classified ads, they round up the right number of the right type of specimen for the specific group. Then they put these specimens in a meeting place to answer and discuss a given list of questions or concerns. When it's over, participants get a thin white envelope with anywhere from $75 to $400 in it. And if you speak up and impress the moderator, then you'll probably be called in again for another white envelope with another installment of no strings attached cash. But it hadn't just been the money that kept me packing myself into these little rooms during lunch breaks and after work. It's also been about the interactions I've had with the other guinea pigs. We're all people who'd never encounter one another in our relatively sheltered and sectioned-off lives. I remember sitting in a cushioned chair, the only speck of color in a room filled with white men of different ages. One was a salesman, another a 70-year-old retiree, another a computer tech who was sick and tired of doing electronic favors for his friends. And the last was a California surfer dude who didn't seem to care about anything or anybody. But we had one thing in common, the same health condition. I was counting the minutes so I could sign my waiver and get my money and be on my way back to Brooklyn. But our moderator, an Asian woman with short hair dyed blonde, was there to find out about us, and not just our demographic selves. She was being paid to help us get to the bottom of our stress-related illness, so no one was getting off with canned answers. In the blink of an eye, a room full of cynics and stoics turned into the biggest confessional of all time. We poured out our souls about our jobs and our lives and the loved ones we lost. We talked about being men and the increasing challenges of survival in the rotten apple. We never even talked about what it made us sick or why we hadn't told anyone about it. We just kept talking, one experience opening the door to recollection of another. And when it was over, we all had a much better idea of why we were suffering and of why our situations weren't getting any better. A focus group had shown us the truths within ourselves we refused to take as much as a peek at. And now, we all had to take the focus group thing a little more seriously.
The comments of Kenji Jasper, a freelance journalist and author of the upcoming novel Dakota Grand. He lives in New York.